I live about 45 minutes from everywhere, so I do a lot of driving, and while I drive, a lot of times I sing, and one of the songs that I sing a lot is This Little Light of Mine, and I learned it when I was a little kid, and probably most of you did too, and it's kind of a UU anthem. You'll hear it at every UU church you ever go to, but one of the reasons I love it so much is that if you kind of take it apart, it goes deep. And I thought that today, this sermon came in the car when I was singing the song. So anyway, I'm going to take it apart just for a minute, just a little bit on the first verse. The word this. Years ago when I was teaching, I got to work with the South Carolina Junior Writing Project and was working with an institute for young writers. And we were working on poetry and trying to get advice from some of the greats. And this is what Mary Oliver had to say. She said, don't just write about grasshoppers. Write about this grasshopper, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. So when you get specific, it gets real personal. If you look at what's right around you, you get to really see what's right in front of you, and it's what's real, and that's the world you inhabit and that you come from. Notice the things that are around you. Name them. That's where the truth is and the work. The next word is little. If you've ever gone out at night and gazed up into a sky with millions of stars, you might have had that experience of being very small. And that's a good thing, too. All of us here on this earth are just dots. Each one of us a speck. But we also are so great. When you compare our tiny bodies and brains to the giant stars, I just think we have got to be some of the most intelligent, creative, crazy, troublesome, radiant specks in the universe. And what an utterly boss miracle that is to be alive, to be conscious, to be able to love, that such enormous good can come from such enormously small. Then light. Even a little light can shine a long way in the darkness, miles. Each of us has a spark of the divine, of life, of creativity, of identity. When we get to the core of who we are, we realize that our purpose is just to be who we are, completely and honestly. The light we find inside, that spark of joy, the soft glow of hope, the unchanging place of peace, that's our truth, and it's the ultimate thing to do is to just be ourselves truly. When you let the light shine on the darkened corners in yourself, resistance to love and joy begins to fall away, and then you can be yourself without reservation and unleash the highest version of yourself to the world. We are living in some dark days, but it's our birthright to glow in the dark. Mine. Your light belongs to you and you alone. It's unique. You brought it with you into the world, and it's not only your right, but your responsibility to give your gift back to the world, no matter what anyone thinks about it. And you can't copy another person's light, even if you really love and admire that person. Eric Clapton is one of the great guitarists of my generation, and he loved the music of Robert Johnson, who was an old blues man. And he said he learned and practiced Johnson's guitar licks and timing over and over. He learned how Johnson pronounced every word, the phrasing, and he could reproduce a Robert Johnson song note for note, but it wasn't the same. It couldn't be, shouldn't be, can't be, will never be the same. You can't be like someone else. There's a letter that Martha Graham, the great dancer, wrote to Agnes DeMille. She said, there is a vitality, a life force, that is transferred to you, through you, into action, And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it'll be lost. The world will not have it. It's not your business to determine how good it is, or how valuable it is, or how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, to keep the channel open and clearly and directly. You don't even have to believe in yourself or your work. You just have to keep open and aware to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. Okay, the next word is gonna. That's a good Southern word. And it means intention and plan of action and movement. I think intention is incredibly important, but it can't stop at that. You have to know what you want, and you need a plan, but then you got to do. Because no intention matters with a follow-through. You can't build your reputation or get credit for what you're going to do. And giving your word and then keeping your word is an essential part of having personal power. Next word, let. Let. I've been reading a lot about leadership because we're getting ready to do this leadership development thing for the teens. And this expert on leadership named Simon Sinek, that you can hear on YouTube, he says that if you're pushing or forcing or if you're resisting or giving up, you'll never be successful. Let means to allow things to be what they are. This is kind of a Zen idea that when you give up the need to control, you're able to respond directly and authentically and effectively. Creative energy can pour through you into action. The need for control is rooted in fear. We try to control things because we're afraid of what will happen if we don't, or we get attached to a specific outcome. And then we get fierce and rigid when things aren't going our way. When you get stuck in control, when I get stuck in control, stress level rises, and there's tightness in the chest, and your vision narrows, and your frontal cortex starts to shut down. And so when you're stressed and you're angry, you literally get stupider. And when you feel like that, you have to ask yourself, whose business are you in? When you relax and get out of your own way, things go better. And the last word is shine. You have a wellspring of life with light within you. You have all you need to illuminate your own life and the lives of everyone you meet. At the core of who we are, we find out that our purpose is to be that. We see the light that's buried in our soul, and we realize that to know our truth and without letting it shine outward would be a huge disservice to ourselves and the world. The best gift you can give the world is your happiness, because your own grace helps others to awaken. So we're going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And now we're going to sing it.